Hello and welcome to Transferring Emotions into Chi with Colors and Sounds. This is a closed door, closed system instructor's training. And it's a question that we probably get quite often in regards to using sounds, using colors. We, in the beginning of the inner circle, we showed how you can feel colors while having your eyes closed. We've gone over it slightly, but we haven't really gone into detail, and there's a reason for that. The main reason we haven't gone into colors and sounds, even though if you look at a lot of Qigong instructors, they've gone into this type of training, and they sometimes bring the colors and sounds up right off the bat. The reason we don't do that is because the colors and sounds, when you use them at a beginning level, they're not going to really be that effective. You haven't built up enough qi, and so therefore it's almost not, doesn't even make sense to use the colors or the sounds. I never used colors or sounds until many, 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 many years after training. And I don't think it adversely affected me. The problem with starting with colors or sound too soon is that individuals get stuck in that. They get stuck in that paradigm of using those colors and sounds, and yet they may not have the energy that actually is able to pull that off, if you know what I'm saying. So that's why we've waited until now in order to go into the colors and sounds. Now, at this point, you've been doing it a couple years, so you've built up the energy. And so you're going to be able to use the techniques. You're going to have that energy that's going to come through a lot better than somebody that's their first couple months doing Qigong, doing Qi power training, quantum Qigong, however you want to phrase it, doesn't really matter. So I just wanted to give you kind of that setup as to why we've waited this long, because this gets a question I get all the time, because a lot of people say, well, hey, you know, this guy's already teaching colors, they're teaching sounds, and why don't we add it in? If we thought it was necessary, we would add it in. But, you know, because we're not a Me Too type of training system, we're going to give you the training based on what we think is the best thing for you and for your students as you become an instructor. We want to make sure that you're teaching people the right way. Now, obviously, as an instructor, you can use the healing sounds. And if you wanted to teach these sounds, if you wanted to teach these colors to your students, it's not that big of a deal. But here's why we didn't teach it, because we don't want you getting stuck in that and saying, okay, I'm going to use that method instead of, you know, building up the physical energy and using that energy, physical energy, because now you have the physical energy, whereas before you might not have had as much. So hopefully that explained it. Emotions and energy. All emotions can be turned into energy. The key is to turn them into the right kind of energy. The emotions can be directly linked to colors and sounds that act as internal healing mechanisms. Now, I'm going to go through colors, and I'm also going to give you some references. You can go online, you can Google it, and you can find so much information on colors. I'm not really going to get in that much in depth about colors, because obviously individuals can take the concept of color therapy or colors and just roll with it and just make it all-encompassing. We don't want to do that either. We don't want to make it so technical and so overwhelming that individuals are kind of like, wow, that is kind of overwhelming. We don't want to do that. We want to make sure it's simple and to the point. Sounds have power. Just like words have power, there are certain sounds that emit a specific energy. That specific energy is done by using these specific sounds. Now, in a lot of Qigong programs, they go into what they call the six healing sounds, which is cool. However, we're going to go into a lot more than that. We're not just going to limit ourselves to that, because there's a lot more sounds out there than just those six healing sounds. That's just an interpretation. However they do work, we're going to give you other aspects and get you to see the differences. The reason why sounds have power is because of the vibration. And when I say a sound could be a six healing sound. It could be music. It could be some type of subliminal track. It could be a wave. There's so many different things that you can use. It's a resonance. That sound resonates. And I'm going to give you a lot of different interpretations of sounds that you can use. I'm going to give you access to some healing sounds that that I've used over the years that's music, that it's pretty cool. And if you wanted to go in that direction and use those types of things, you can do them. Again, I think the way to look at this is that there are many ways to get accomplished what you want to get accomplished. And when it comes to these sounds, there's going to be many different ways to go about it. You know, like they used to say, there are many roads to Rome. Well, there's many roads to getting the results you want with specific sounds. Pitch is also important. The tones, and obviously chants and mantras that are out there. You've probably heard the Now you see how I did that? That is using the vibration, the resonance, the pitch, the tones for a chant. You'll notice that we haven't really gone that much into chants or mantras in the past. Again, because we want to keep you focused on areas that we wanted to teach you in the beginning, not focused on a mantra or a chant. It's not to say that you can't use them, but now we're going to get into them and really discuss why they have power. They have power at this level because you're putting off more chi. So when I just did that mantra, that chant, there's a lot more chi coming off of that than somebody that started last week. Let's put it that way. Or even somebody that's been doing qigong that doesn't really understand how some of these things work. Colors add density. It builds a denseness to the chi. Adding colors to visualizations increases the power of the visualization. And for example, if I were to say to you the color red, you're going to come up with an interpretation of what that color means to you. But if I said to you, red fire truck, you automatically have an image that goes into almost a 3D scale, because we're all familiar with a fire truck or a stop sign. If I said, imagine a stop, the red in a stop sign, you know what it is, or a red in a red light, you understand that. If I said the green in a green light, you understand that. And immediately as you click into that, it builds a denseness to your energy. Again, we're building up this energy. And at this level, this stage of the game, you've built up a thickness and density to your chi because of all the training that you've gone through. So every time you think, every time you see, every time you hear, every time you get some type of stimulus, it builds a chi representation in a form of a solid mass, because we're building this solid chi now. So when I say a red fire truck, you automatically build that in your mind. You already know what that is. And see, there's a denseness and a power that's there, and obviously you're going to use this for specific reasons. These colors that we're going to be talking about, we're going to add them into the screens so that you can add specific colors to the screens. Now, I'll get into colors in a little bit, but I just want to tell you how we're going to be using these. We're going to use it as the energy, sending the energy out as a color versus just, I mean, right now you're probably sending it out and it's probably more of a clear energy. Well, you can send the energy out as a color, and as a color, you can send it out as an interpretation of what you want that energy to do. And I'm going to go into some of the colors and why they're used for certain purposes. And one of the things I'm going to tell you about colors, even before I get into it, is that there's a lot of different interpretations on the colors, and it's really personalized. So I'm going to come to that point. It's very important you understand that. You want to use specific images of the color, more so even just than just the color. For instance, like I said, if I say to you a red fire truck, you know what that means. If I say to you sky blue, you know, if you think of the color blue on a sunny day and the sky is just so blue, there's no clouds, you know what that means. If I say to you green like the pencil sharpener that I have here in my office, you don't know what that is because you're not in my office. You don't see that pencil sharpener. You have no clue. If I say black as night, you know what that means. If I say white as the brightest white, you know what that means. And so you want to use specific images that bring that power home. You want to identifying the color with specific organs of the body. And again, this is going to be directly related to the healing sounds and understanding a little bit about how these different colors and sounds work specifically with relation to the organs of the body. let's take a look at the healing sounds and colors. We've got an emotion here. These are the six emotions. And then you've got the colors. You've got the sounds. And then as they correspond to the specific organ. Now, when you do these sounds, it's designed to invigorate these particular organs by using these sounds and by visualizing the color. Now, in some schools of thought, the idea of using a healing sound is done in a sitting meditation. Some do it in a lying down meditation because they want to be able to just utilize that sound resonance without any other help. And when you're lying on your back, it's always harder to make the sounds. I wouldn't say harder, but it's a different sound than when you're sitting or standing. And then there's others that will do these healing sounds and colors while they're doing a standing meditation. The point here is don't get locked into thinking that you have to do it one way or another. These are going to work for you regardless of how you do it. In fact, you could use these with the original Qi Power poster of the internal organs, and you could hold your hands on the organs and use the organ balancing like we taught you way back when, and you could use the sounds and the colors to go along with it. And it's really an amazing concept. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the sounds and kind of give you an idea of what they're supposed to sound like. Yours are going to sound a little different. I will say that there's also different interpretations of these sounds. So if you were taught by somebody else, it might sound a little bit different. And the fact of the matter is, everyone is going to be slightly different. So again, don't think that his is off a little bit, so his isn't right. And I'm not talking about me in particular, but anyone that does these sounds. The other thing is, when you represent the color, represent something that represents the color. Like I said before, when you look at green, think of green blades of grass. When you see black, maybe you think of a black bird or a blackboard or something like that. Sky blue, obviously, pretty simple. Yellow, you think of the sun, of something warm, of something really invigorating. White, you think of this clear white purity. And then red, you can almost attach to anything. Red is a superior power, obviously linked to the emotion of joy, passion, you know, so many different things. Of course, there's other colors, which we'll go into. But let's go through this. And I'm going to go through the sounds. And hopefully you can pick this up. And what I'll maybe do is even do this on another track so you can just listen to the sounds and then see how they are. So this is the first sound. This is for the emotion of anger, color green, and liver. Okay, so that's the first sound. The second sound is for fear, black, and the kidneys. The next is for worry and stress, sky blue. Notice how I'm dragging out. You'll notice when I have extra vowels in there, you pull that out a lot more. The next one is sympathy, yellow. Now the next one is kind of interesting because it's for grief. It's white is the color. And the sound, now this sound is going to be more like a buzzing sound, even though it is these S's, and it's for the lungs. Now you notice how I start at a higher tone, and then I fade it off. You can work with this when you're doing these types of sounds and see what feels better for you. The next is joy, red, and a ha sound, which you've probably used in the past when we've done some of the externalization of the chi. Now, I will tell you this. There, like I said before, there's many interpretations of these sounds. Now, think of it this way. You can do it very verbally the way I'm doing it, where I'm bringing it from the bottom of my diaphragm. I'm using as much chi and energy as I can. The other way to do this is almost silently, where I'm going to go through that right now and give you an idea of how that works. And I'm going to start with the shu sound. Okay, very subtle. The next one. It's almost hard to hear it. Again, much, much easier. And the next one, which is the buzzing, it's going to be less buzzing. It's going to be more. And then the last one. So you recognize the last one as more of what we taught in the breathing when we taught you way back when. But this is how these sounds work. And it's going to take time to practice them. Now, when you're getting good at doing these, the way they originally taught were to be done 36 times. However, you can do anywhere between 18 and 36 times to see how they work for you. And if you are in a situation where you're angry, you want to use these sounds. When you're feeling joyous, you can use these sounds. And again, it doesn't always have to be. The first way I did it, obviously, was more pronounced. And to some people, it'd be kind of weird. You know, when I do these sounds around my house, my kids are like, what are you doing? You know, it's a weird chant, sounds weird. It's a little eerie sounding. And so obviously you might just do the second version of how you're doing these sounds, just so you know. All right, let's get into the color wheel and the colors we feel. You can find a chart like this. I just pulled this offline, but it gives a good representation of colors. And it kind of gives you some good ideas of things. For instance, these colors here in the grays and the blacks best describe mood of anxious and depressed people. Blue is the favorite among healthy people. Favorite among anxious and depressed people is this color blue, which is kind of strange. So this sky blue is a very nice color. And then healthy people also go for the yellows. They also go for the reds as well. And I'm going to show you some of the different aura colors as well as you can look at it. But here's what I want to point out to you with this color wheel is that everyone has favorite colors and everyone interprets their favorite colors as something that causes them to feel good. So, for example, my son, Tommy, his favorite color is green. So as he was growing up, we would always buy him green. And he loved it, you know, really every color of green. Green shoes. I mean, he's wearing a pair of green sneakers right now that he's had for a year or so. He picked them out himself. I didn't buy them for him. And so the fact of the matter is everyone is going to have colors that they relate to the most for whatever reason. You know, you could be in this zone. When I first met my wife, she was right here. She was really into pinks, these three pinks right here. She was really into those colors. For me, I'm more of a red and a blue, a darker blue even. So that interprets me as a good, nice color. You can, like I said, you can go crazy on colors trying to figure out which colors to use when and so on and so forth. And as you can see all these colors here, it can be over, you know, all encompassing trying to figure out all these different colors. So I don't want you to concentrate on that. I want you to concentrate on colors that cause you to feel good. Like, for instance, if I'm sending somebody really good energy, I'm sending them probably this yellow, this golden energy, this brilliant white energy. That makes me feel good. And so from my perspective, it's going to make the other person feel good. The darker colors, on the other hand, even if those are colors you like, they're not going to represent really helping somebody to become euphoric. You don't think of the color black and think of anything good. It's just the way that color has been represented over the years. Black is dark. Black is something that is all the dark side. I mean, there's so many different interpretations of the color black, night. So you want to stick to the lighter colors. But again, you want to pick colors that you really have a relation to. Like, for instance, if you were really into these colors, now these colors mean many different things to many people, but this is a good color if you liked it. Actually, all of the colors from here around are good colors to use. These probably I'd stay away from. But again, it's a personal situation. If you like green or blue or red or pink or purple, and that's your color, then you go with it and you utilize it. So if I were sending a healing energy to somebody on a color, I don't have to go to a color book and say, okay, what does that mean? I'm going to go with a color that makes me feel good, that's going to make that other person feel good. I don't necessarily have to use a specific color. Now, you, like I said, you can look it up and you can see all the different colors, what they represent. And I'm going to show you a chart in the next slide, I believe, that's going to actually go into that. But I want you to realize it's personalized. You have to understand that. Now, that being the case, again, you want to represent the color based on something that you understand. So when you see a color, you can represent what that means to you and to the person. Now, this is our colors and what they mean. The reason I wanted to add this is because we've talked about colors and auras. We haven't really gone into great detail. I'm going to recommend you go back to the Internal Power Centers manual and go through that. I cover a lot of information on auras there and how to see them, how to interpret them. And now here's some colors that you can take a look at to see what the colors are if you're seeing auras. Blue indigo. You'll notice that there's a classification of child called indigo kids, and they are very intuitive, and it's just a color representation of the auras that they have. But I think that this color scale here is the one that I use mostly when I'm sending energy out. Is I'm using a blend of these colors, which is essentially the colors from before, just not as many. And it gives you an interpretation of what they mean. Now, when you look at people, you want to start honing in and seeing if you can tell what kind of colors they have in that auras. The best thing I can tell you is that if you go to a church, you go to a music concert or something like that, you can see the auras a lot better when there's many, many people, especially at your stage of training now. You should be able to pick it up. What you'll notice is if you ever see anybody that's mad, has a lot of passion about something, check out the aura. Is it shining red? You know, check these things out and understand it. The whole purpose of this training wasn't to go into all the aura colors, but I thought it'd be good that you know some of these things. I know many of you already know that, but I thought this would be helpful for you. Now, how do you use colors? You use a specific color for a specific purpose, and usually when we're using the colors, we're using them for healing purposes. However, you can also be using them for manipulation purposes to cause somebody to feel good. And I guess when it comes down to it, since we're doing our method is a very yin and cool method, everything that we're doing is really, the objective is to help somebody out, is to help somebody feel good. You want to have a set of color cards to use in your training in order to get these colors to flow with inside your own body. In fact, you'll notice in the video that we did probably back in the inner circle, I think it was either module number 3 or 4, you can go back and review it, where I had all the different colors laid out. And essentially, I just went to a art supply store or whatever you want to call it, and I picked up these cards of all of these different colors. And I utilize those colors, and I've been utilizing colors like that in my training for years. In fact, before I even got into the poster training, I started using colors. Now, the reason we started you with the posters is because you are at an advanced level. However, you'll notice that when we talked about putting the chi chamber together, we used colors in those chi charts, in that chi chamber. We used the yellow, the canary yellow. We used that sky blue, that nice light blue. And then we used like a seafoam green, and then obviously the white. So when you're doing your exercises, you could actually use these color cards and see what the difference is. Here's what you want to do. is when it comes to colors, sounds, when it comes to the charts, when it comes to anything that's adding an extra stimulation to you, is you want to analyze it. And again, that's why I say you always keep a journal and make notes of what feels different about whatever it is that you're doing. So why does this color feel different than that color? How does your training go when you use this color? What does it feel like when you use this chart? What does it feel like when you use a specific sound vibration? I've experimented with all these things over the years to see what's going to work to increase my energy. It's, you know, very interesting to note that there are some interesting things that work when you use them properly. And you, like I said, look at the color cards just like you would a Qi power poster. Experiment with different combinations of colors. I would never use black, though. I've never used black in terms of colors at all. Never. Never use black. How do you use sounds? You want to use each sound as prescribed for healing. And obviously, I went through those sounds. I'll probably incorporate another one. That's probably a little different than mine. I'll use somebody else, maybe a student's or somebody's that has done the healing sound, so you can kind of hear what that sounds like and get a different perspective. You want to do research on how sounds affect you physically and mentally. For example, you know, different types of classical music have different representations in terms of why they're set up. You may know that in my Mind Force training, I have a program called the Subliminal Solution System, which is totally designed on sounds. I also have the Mind Portal training, which has a lot of exquisite sounds and tracks that you can use with your training. It's really beneficial to use these types of things in order to see the value there. Subliminal sounds, alpha, theta, delta, and beta waves. You'll notice I've included some of those here with the training. And again, these are sounds you can use as you're going through your exercises. Not only the lying down meditation, but you can use these sounds really from any perspective. Now, what you're going to notice, I have included quite a few sounds for you to use in this module. I want you to taste each one of them. I want you to try each one of them out. I want you to see what you feel when you hear the tracks. What is it? Is it something that makes you feel euphoric, blissful? Is it something that doesn't? Because I want you to be able to interpret what these sounds do. Because as you work with individuals, and if you're a healer, you want to have sounds that are going to stimulate the healing process. And when I say healer, I mean emotional healing, physical healing. It really encompasses everything when you look at it from that perspective. And I want you to understand that, you know, we're not just talking about those six healing sounds that I went over. We're talking about any sound that can be related, that can be used in the process of doing your Qi training. And again, that could be, you'll notice I'll have a link to the Mind Portal if you don't already have all the new updated sounds that we have in there. And you're going to find streams, oceans, all of these different nature sounds, not to mention some pre-recorded soundtracks that have been put together that are designed to stimulate energy. They're specifically designed to do that. And every sound is laced with Qi. Understand that. Every song, every tone, everything that's out there is laced with energy. That's why when we say do your music, you want to do it with uplifting music. You want to do it with music that's going to infuse your body with power, not infuse it with depressed thoughts. That's why you wouldn't want to listen to music that is, you know, overly depressive or it does not have a melody that is blissful. You want to listen to something that is going to accommodate you in a positive. Now, I've used classical music. I've used New Age music. I've used just about everything, and I've tested it on myself and others to see which works the best. There are some types of classical music I would not use when I was doing my Qi training. On the other hand, there are other types of classical music that I can use that really stimulates me and makes me feel good. I'm not a classical music expert. You can look into that. And again, I don't want to burden your time with so much concepts on the sounds, but I'm going to tell you from here on out, you're going to look at sounds in a totally different way, understanding that every sound is laced with energy. It's laced with Qi. Same thing with lyrics. That's why some of these rap lyrics that are out there are very dangerous, because they are laced with energy. And a lot of times that energy is negative and destructive. And again, when you become stronger and stronger with the energy, every thought, everything that you say out of your mouth contains power. Classical music has intense sound qualities that you can use, and you can use those for the healing process. And again, you can do a search and find out which classical masters you can use in order to get the best results. You want to connect the sound to someone to make them feel good and healthy. For example, if there's a sound, a musical piece, something that you hear that makes you feel good, you could play that song while you're sending out the energy, while you're causing that person to feel good, while you're stimulating them, and that energy is going to transpose into them and cause them to feel good as well. Again, you want to make sure it's euphoric and blissful. You want to make sure that it's happy, that it's joyous, that it's something that's going to cause somebody to feel good. You don't want to infuse music, thoughts, patterns, or anything into somebody that is not going to be 100% on the positive and upside. Obviously, there are individuals that do it that way, but they're on the negative and the dark side, and they're looking to harm people. We're looking to get the best out of people. In conclusion, I want you to practice both colors and sounds with your training, and there's going to be some other documentation in this training that's going to give you some concepts that you can utilize, and you're going to see how effective that is. You want to add elements of both together, and you want to see how they fuse together. You know, take the six healing sounds, take the colors, and experiment with it, and see how it feels to you. Does it feel good? Can you feel it in the specific organs? And see, that's a key. As you get stronger and more receptive and perceptive in this training, you're going to notice that you feel things so much more. So when you do those six healing sounds, yeah, you're going to feel it in the specific organ. You can actually infuse that color and know that you're getting the results. Again, that's why we've waited this long on the colors, because in the beginning, there's no way you're going to be able to match it up and understand how valuable that information is. You also want to use these special wave files for enhanced chi development. This is what I do all the time. I will use these enhanced wave files, listen to them at night, and just stimulate my body with the chi. Imagine the screens going through my body with the vibration of the specific special wave files that stimulates the growth of the energy. It's a way for you to get double the training by using these special wave files that I've provided for you that are going to give you an extra boost in your chi development. Now, I've left the interpretation for you. I want you to use these wave files, and you can obviously put your own affirmations and your own interpretations of what you want to say with those files, but even just using those files by themselves, combined with mental and physical chi training, or both, or separately, you're going to get amazing results. I can promise you that. You want to experiment with classical music and other sounds, new age music, and you're going to notice that I've put a number of tracks on this that you can check out and listen to. In the new age music category, you can find all types of healing music, and some of it is fantastic. I don't listen to it all or listen to it all the time. I personally use classical, and I also use the special wave files because I've had the special wave files designed specifically to create the vibration, the pitch, the tones that are going to aid you in your chi development, and that's why they're there. You want to use the colors you relate to most. I've said this before, but it's so important that it's a personalized concept of the colors that you like the best. The only thing that I would say as far as a caveat is stay away from the blacks as far as using it, black, the darker colors. Even if you're the type of person that always dresses in black, I would say stick to the lighter colors when you're using it for assisting people with this situation. And always know the power you have in your hands at all the time. I've been saying this over the last couple videos that I've been teaching you in. Always know the power that you have in your hands at all time, especially at this stage of the game. You're no longer a novice. You're becoming a professional in this chi power training, in this quantum chi gong. You understand the power that's there. So anytime you visualize a color, every time you take a sound and you use it to manipulate for whatever purpose, whether it's healing or whatever the case might be, you're sending it out with power. It's no longer going out void. It's going out with a power boost to it. And so you need to really understand that everything you think, everything you say, everything you do is now being infused and projected with energy. And like we've taught you from the very beginning, we want that energy to be cool. We want it to be yin. We want it to be euphoric and blissful. And when you do that and you do it the right way, you're only going to be benefiting yourself and others. And that's really the goal that we're teaching. Hopefully you've learned some great information here. And maybe I've sent you on a path that you can research a little bit more into it. Again, I don't want you to go too far into it because I want you to make sure that you're putting this into perspective with all the other training modules that we have. It's just one aspect, but you can take it and hone it down. I think the areas you're going to get the most use out of is understanding your personal colors and then also understanding specific wave files or specific types of tones that you can use to enhance your chi training. And actually, those are the ones that you're training as well as the individual that you're healing. I've enjoyed sharing this information with you. Thanks for watching and listening, and have a fantastic day. So long.